The Guardian.
We're standing in the middle of an enormous wind turbine farm, which stretches as far as the eye can see in the middle of the Great Plains in West Texas. And I'm standing with Greg Wortham, who's the mayor of Sweetwater, the nearby town. Greg, am I right in thinking this is the largest concentration of wind turbines in the world?
It really is the largest concentration. There's more wind energy in West Texas than anywhere in the Western Hemisphere. And in terms of geographic concentration, I'm pretty sure this is the most intensive.
Why has it become such an extraordinary focal point for wind farms?
It's a mixture of transmission to the markets, the wind resource, and landowners who understand using land for energy. This is an oil and gas region, so people are comfortable using land for energy while they continue to use it for agricultural cattle, cotton, and different types of agricultural operations.
Right, now there's a fierce wind blowing. In front of us is this enormous wind turbine built by Siemens, about 280 feet tall, Greg?
80 meters plus the blades.
And this is state-of-the-art technology. Tell us what's special about this wind turbine.
Well, again, it's built in Denmark. It's just one of the newer turbines. It's more powerful than most of the turbines in the region. So we have 3-megawatt turbines from Denmark, and we have 2.3-megawatt turbines from Denmark. So, again, they're just the newest. It's almost like computers. Technology keeps replacing itself on a constant basis in the wind industry.
And as mayor, you've seen the sort of health and well-being of your town transformed by the arrival of wind over, what, the last 6 or 7 years?
Probably 7 from the first project, and it's amazing. People from 16 to 70 plus are working in the wind industry from those ages. You see the kids are more excited to be from Texas. Their schools are better. Their parents are getting better jobs. They're getting better cars. They're getting better homes. We're seeing every home in town taken. We're seeing new motels, new restaurants, new businesses moving in on a weekly basis. We have companies moving in from England, from Germany, from throughout the United States, that paying incredibly high wages. I mean, these are national scale wages being paid in West Texas now.
Because I think up to now, often wind energy is often seen as a sort of green issue, an environmental issue. But in terms of your experience here, it's been a lifesaver for the town itself.
Right. I mean, in some ways, you call it green in the sense of American currency is green, too. So it's green energy for environment and green energy for the economy.
So there's clearly a lot of money to be made out of wind. I took a 4 hours drive from Sweetwater to Dallas to visit the oil tycoon T. Boone Pickens. He's worth $3 billion, but now he's decided to invest his huge wealth in building the world's biggest wind farm in the Texas Panhandle. I began by asking him when he had had his eureka moment that wind was the future.
Oh, I've been fascinated with it for years, that I knew that the energy was there and it would work. My ranch is right in the wind area. We've done a lot of wind studies, anemometers in there and everything else, and actually we had more wind than we thought we did.
Really?
And it actually occurs at a better time of the day than we thought it did. They always talk about wind is more at night than it is in the daytime. Night is the cheapest power.
Right.
I told them, I said, I can tell you when the wind blows the most between the 1st of November and the 1st of March. And they said, when? I said, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they said, oh, that's very unlikely. I said, how do you know? And I said, because I'm hunting quail. And the wind blows, and it picks up, starts picking up at 10 o'clock in the morning. And you'll peak at about 2, and it'll decline by 4 and settle down by 5. And the last shooting of the day is the best shooting. They always talk about wind is more at night than it is in the daytime. Night is the cheapest power.
Right.
I told them, I said, I can tell you when the wind blows the most between the 1st of November and the 1st of March. And they said, when? I said, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they said, oh, that's very unlikely. I said, how do you know? And I said, because I'm hunting quail. And the wind blows, and it picks up, starts picking up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you'll peak at about 2, and it'll decline by 4 and settle down by 5, and the last shooting of the day is the best shooting. And so they went out and tested it, and they said, by golly, you may be right on that. And I said, I've been hunting quail for 50 years. I said, I know when the wind blows. We're flowing out of this country to foreign oil producers, that we're buying their oil, $1.5 billion a day.
A day.
So here we are. We got $600 billion going out of the country every year, and that's four times what the Iraqi war cost. And it, the money is going where? God knows. Who knows? Few friends and a lot of enemies is where that money's going. You got to stop it because it's the transfer of wealth from the United States to these producers is unbelievable. Mm. We've done nothing. You, every guy that ran for president of the United States, clear back to Nixon, said, you make me president and we'll be energy independent. Not one goddamn thing has ever been done. Nothing. Zero. We have not reduced the use of oil, and we've increased every time. Oil fields have a decline curve. That's what I fought my whole career in the oil business, is decline curves. I mean, you find an oil field, it peaks, it starts downhill. You've got to find something to replace to keep your curve going back up instead of down. Now you got another one, it peaks, starts downhill. Now you got two of them, and it's they drive you crazy. I mean, you just keep pouring money, more money in to find more oil to keep your curve from turning down on you. And this way, I mean, with that wind, man, I don't have to worry about the decline. No decline.
There is a debate about wind farms in terms of the aesthetics, that they're ugly and landscape. What do you say to that?
When I get up before that group in the convention center at Pampa, Texas, 400 people there, I said, first thing you want to know, I'm not having these on my place. I don't want them. And Katie Wieldy, who's my neighbor, says, and why not? This is a routine we go through, and everybody laughs in the meeting. Everybody laughs about it. Katie Wieldy says, why not, Boone? Why aren't you going to put them? I said, because they're ugly, Katie. I don't want them. Guy, old rancher on the front row said, let me tell you, I don't see all that good. He said, what I see is money out there, and I want them. And then everybody cheers and laughs.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.